WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Even if you've started your holiday shopping, local law enforcement has safety reminders. Officer Callum Keithan of the Bryan Police Department says don't carry large amounts of cash,
especially in one location. Ladies, don't put all the money in your purse. Guys, don't put it all in your wallet. Make sure you spread it out. Put some in your pocket. Put some in your purse, your wallet. Heck, put some in your sock if you want to.
Other tips include shopping with family and friends at night, and make sure you park in well-lit areas. Monday afternoon at 5 is the deadline to submit your entry to the Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade.
The Downtown Parade is a small, very hometown-feeling parade, and it is at night, so we are accepting lighted entries.
Executive Director Sandy Ferris says entry forms are online at downtownbryan.com. There are a few rules, but there is no entry fee. The City of Bryan has produced a video hoping to get more adoptions from the city's animal center. The City Secretary Mary Lynn Strata says dogs and cats have three options.
We're going to follow one animal through that process, but there's a lot of good information out there, and it will tug at your heartstrings.
The video titled Waiting for a Place to Come Home is online at bryantx.gov. The Bryan School Board at this month's meeting expanded its smoking ban to include e-cigarettes. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says that includes devices that don't contain nicotine.
And we just thought about the whole purpose of, we don't know what you put in there.
Exactly.
We don't have time to police it, so we just want to prohibit all electronic and vaporized.
The ban covers students and employees on campus and off campus during school-sponsored activities in Bryan ISD. An appeals court has tossed out a Texas law that lets police draw blood without a warrant.
Fred Jimenez represents a man who was pulled over in Nueces County in 2012, suspected of driving drunk. He had his blood taken against his will and without a warrant. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has ruled the blood draw is constitutional as long as a warrant is obtained.
Yeah, I definitely believe it's a good thing. I think it's the basic right. If somebody wants to get evidence to use against you in a criminal case from your body, they need a warrant.
He says this will not impact no refusal weekends as long as officers are able to get a warrant. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
Austin police say a gunman suspected of opening fire on several downtown buildings and police headquarters has died after being shot. According to their verified Twitter account, Austin police say the male suspect died early this morning in what authorities called an officer-involved shooting. Austin-Travis County EMS reports the incident led to part of Interstate 35 through downtown Austin being closed as officers secured the scene. United Way of the Brazos Valley is mailing more than 4,000 letters this week. President Allison Prince says they're targeted at retirees.
Just saying, you know, our campaign is still going on, and just because you're retired, and even though your ability to give may have also changed in retirement, doesn't mean that you can't still support. Every little bit helps. Every little bit is compiled together and creates great change in our community.
United Way is doing a second mailing to small business owners, encouraging those employers and employees to contribute. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 42 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Tower Point is celebrating, yes, Christmas, but also our first anniversary. And we want to give everyone the perfect gift, a clean car. Now through December 31st, buy one hand car wash, get one free. Or if you want a complete American Lube Center same day service detail, starting at just $129.95, drop off and pick up. Or make it easy on yourself. Call and we will do it for you. Celebrate now until December 31st. Our gift to your families from all the American Lube Center family. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268 roof. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, it's mostly to partly sunny. High temperatures a bit milder as well. Into the middle and upper 60s. Tonight, occasional clouds, partly to mostly cloudy, and low temperatures only in the mid-50s. It's going to be even warmer on Saturday with clouds and occasional sun. High temperature mid-70s, then only back down in the 60s with clouds during Saturday night. A lot of clouds on Sunday, and there could be a few showers. High temperature mid-70s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Fighting Texas Aggie football from last night. We've got a couple NFL games from yesterday as well, and a whole lot actually going on. We'll get all to all of it in sports with you for about 6:50.
And Cowboys lost 88-10. Is that right?
You shut it.
Might as well have.
Shut it.
They just.
You stop it.
They had it all in front of them.
That's
they?
Just rude. They're still number one in the wild card run.
Good for them.
Which means they'll probably play New Orleans in New Orleans, and Dallas plays better on the road this year.
Yeah, well. Here we go. I mean, there are all sorts of protests out there. Disgruntled farmers. By the way, we don't have the details yet, but a shout out to obviously a Houston Walmart. They were the ones who made the Thanksgiving Day violence news on Fox.
Yes, morning. They did.
So good for them.
Man.
Yeah. Disgruntled farmers have brought in France. Disgruntled farmers have brought their sheep to the Eiffel Tower to protest wolf attacks and what they call the government's anti-farmer environment policy. This is where we've gone. This is France's biggest problem. The woolly protesters munched grass near the Paris Monument while their owners urged tougher measures against wolf attacks. The government says its existing plan on preventing attacks and compensating farmers, aha, is sufficient. I'm thinking they like that compensation thing. Authorities also want to ensure protection for wolves. Well, of course they do. I thought that whole natural selection thing took care of all that stuff. But maybe government wants to be involved in natural selection, too. The march on Thursday came as the president, François Hollande, spoke at an environmental meeting about plans for cleaner energy and France's plans to join the UN Climate Change Conference next year. Okay. Protesters said that government policies, which include large subsidies to agriculture, are less and less farmer-friendly. They don't recognize the role that we play in maintaining the landscape that so many visitors to France appreciate. Okay, so now what do we want? We want, that's kind of like a heads and beds deal, right?
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, that's it. See how that works.
The French are so hardcore.
Yeah, oh,
they eat pain for breakfast, don't you know?
Wow.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
You know, if those had been geese, they'd have gone over there and gotten them and shoved corn down their gullet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I'd had the restaurant over there at the Eiffel Tower, I'd have put a special on mutton.
Nah, in America, people pay for the privilege to gavage themselves.
Yeah, that's
called Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
We're going to have a great time today.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's see. Gosh golly, we're the 28th, huh? That's day 332. Means we got 33 of them to go. Black Friday day. We know that.
Very busy.
It's also Buy Nothing Day.
Okay.
I guess if you want to go on the other side of that.
Mm-hmm.
Flossing Day.
Nah. I just lied to my dentist.
There you go. National Listening Day. It's Your Welcome Day. It's Native American Day. Make Your Own Head Day. I don't know what that means. And National French Toast. Okay. There you go. And we got birthdays.
Karen Gillian is 27 from Guardians of the Galaxy, and she was Amy Pond, Doctor Who.
Oh.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead is 30 years old from Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Trey Songz is 30. He's a singer. Alan Richardson is 30 from the Hunger Games. Amy Garcia, 36 from Dexter. John Stewart's 52 today.
Oh.
Alfonso Cuarón, 53. He directed Gravity and the third Harry Potter movie. Judd Nelson's 55. Kristen Arnold is 58. She's a country singer. And I, Apatha Merkerson.
Oh, yeah. Apatha. Yeah, that's what, something like that.
Lieutenant Anita Van Buren from Law and Order, who I really like. Yeah, I just don't know how to say her name. She's 62. Mm-hmm. Ed Harris, 64. Paul Schaefer from The Late Show Band, direction of Dave Ed Letterman, 65. Randy Newman is 71.
Short people.
Gary Hart.
Oh, yeah.
78 years old. And Berry Gordy Jr., 85.
You know, that whole Motown story is kind of cool if you ever get a chance to look at it. What he did is, you know, he brought in, he knew the people could sing, but he brought in ladies who taught them how to dress, how to wear their makeup, how to behave. I mean, he really had these young ladies become the whole package. It's pretty interesting. Also, Alexander Goodenough, he was a dancer, 65. He's the guy who got had the long blonde hair in Die Hard, who was the bad dude with the long blonde hair.
Oh, okay.
All right, got that. Yeah. All right, on Saturday, it's Small Business Day. That's a good thing.
Sure.
Keep that money local. It's also Square Dance Day. Chocolates Day. I'm not sure what that means. And again, why would chocolate only have a day? Doesn't it get like 3 days out of every week? And birthdays of?
Birthdays, we are celebrating with Laura Morano, who's 19, from Austin and Alley. Lucas Black is 32, from NCIS. Lauren German is 36 years old, from Chicago Fire. Anna Ferris, 38 years old. Brian Baumgartner, 42 years old, was in the Office.
Oh, okay.
The band Scrantonicity.
Okay, sure. Oh, yeah. Yes.
He was Kevin.
Okay.
Gina Lee Nolan from Baywatch is 43. Jonathan Knight from New Kids on the Block is 46. One of my very favorite actors, Don Cheadle, who I really like a lot, is 50. Andrew McCarthy, 52. Tom Sizemore, who's awesome but just collecting bets.
Yeah, 50, yeah.
53. Rahm Emanuel's 55.
Oh.
Howie Mandel, don't touch him, is 59. Uh-huh. Joel Cohen.
Oh, one of them.
Yep. Is 60 years old. Gary Shandling, 65. Jerry the King Lawler from the WWE is 65. Susie Chapstick, remember her? Susie Chaffee?
Sure.
She's 68. Feels So Good, Chuck Mangione is 74. And the best, or at least one of the best, Vin Scully.
The best.
I was a Jack Buck fan. But Vin Scully, 87 years old today.
Did you catch Russell Wilson?
No, I think I may have missed
Seattle Seahawks quarterback. He's 26. And Janet Napolitano. She's the president of the University of California, by the way, now, just in case you wonder.
My goodness.
Yeah, I know, 57. Let me see. On Sunday, it's Computer Security Day. Yeah. National Moose Day. That's M-O-U-S-S-E.
Ooh.
Yeah, do that. National Meth Awareness Day. Really?
Really? Not even once.
Okay. And birthdays of?
Clay Aiken. Didn't make it. He's 36. Kaylee Kukos is 29 from Big Bang Theory. Amy Ryan, 45. She was Holly Flax in The Office. Ben Stiller's 49. Ryan Murphy created Nip Tuck, Glee, and American Horror Story, so he's not hurting any.
Right.
49. Bo Jackson's 52. Billy Idol, 59 years old, and definitely collected bets.
Well, have you seen him? I mean, he is in great shape.
Oh, yeah.
He is touring. It's a really pretty interesting kind of situation.
Yep.
Anyway.
And Diego Montoya is 62 today.
Yeah, it's Mandy Patinkin.
He's 62.
He's Saul on Homeland, I'm just saying now. He's got a pretty good gig, yeah.
Ridley Scott is 77. G. Gordon Liddy, the G-Man, is 84. And Robert Guillaume from Benson is 87.
Alicia Cuthbert, you remember her from 24?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
32. Fellow who's a pretty good athlete. Pretty good athlete. Bo Jackson, 52.
I got that one. Yeah.
David Mamet.
Oh, I missed that one, though.
Glengarry Glenn Ross. Just see that movie.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. And Paul Stuckey, who was Paul of Peter, Paul and Mary, would be 77. That's on Sunday. And that's all of our birthdays, and it's 6:19.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I kind of feel that we have an obligation not to rob our kids blind and steal their money the way we're stealing it. I kind of would like to live in a country where we're kind of taking care of the mess of radical terrorism so our kids don't have to fight that mess later. I'd like to live in a country where we had energy independence. I'd like to live in a country where we give them a balanced budget. I'd like to live in a country where we don't have a disaster in the making known as Obamacare. I'd like to live in a country where we leave our kids secure borders so ISIS can't cross over. I'd like to live in a country where we don't send our kids to schools where they come out dumber than when they go in. I'd like to live in a country where politicians didn't have the ability to accumulate power because we're term limiting their sorry asses. I'd like to live in that country. I'd like to live in a country that we can all prosper. That's where I'd like to live.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pete's Parrot Emporium.
Pete? Oh, Pete!
How may I help you?
Help! Help! Help!
Be
help!
Quiet!
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 Silence!
If only everything in business was as easy as Wix. Wix's drag-and-drop website builder makes it simple to create your stunning website yourself. Just choose a design from hundreds of beautiful Wix templates, then customize it however you want. Go to Wix.com today. It's easy and free.
Wix.com.
Go presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
Here's Rainy Knight, Class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find the CR Systems Roofer Girl at theroofergirl.com.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If someone depends on you financially, chances are you need life insurance. Life insurance provides cash to your family to help meet many important financial needs like funeral expenses, mortgage payments, and college tuition. A top myth about life insurance is that it's not affordable. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let me show you how affordable a life insurance plan through W.E. Gibson Insurance can be.
Keeping tabs. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. IBM is tracking shopping data this holiday weekend. Its first set of numbers came out at 6 o'clock Eastern Time yesterday. Overall, online sales rose 12% over the same period on Thanksgiving Day last year. Mobile sales made up 30% of those totals. That's a healthy gain over last year's numbers. European markets lower so far, following Asian markets, which finished mostly higher. The Nikkei gained more than 1%. NASDAQ futures are up 8, but S&P 500 futures are down 4. The stock market closes at 1 p.m. today. The bond market closes at 2. There are no economic reports due. While we feasted on turkey yesterday, European authorities are once again beefing up efforts to regulate major American tech firms. The officials believe that firms like Apple, Facebook, and Google pay little in corporate taxes and avoid some national regulations across the pond. The European Parliament has even approved a resolution that calls for a possible breakup of Google. The price of crude below $69. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Heading back to work after a long weekend is always a drag. Regardless of how cool your job is, everybody likes the time off. Well, Real Simple put together a list of 5 easy tips to make your day awesome. Some of them might surprise you. Like eating a good breakfast. The idea is that your morning is less stressful if your first meal is already decided. And you're supposed to make it a healthy one, like oatmeal or an omelet. Last minute choices tend to be stuff like donuts. Number 2, savor your morning coffee. It may sound crazy to slow down when you've got things to do, but experts claim that you should try to enjoy what you're drinking instead of the mindless to get it down your gullet so you can get out the door. Number 3, don't do a to-do list, do an ignore list. Make a list of all nonsensical stuff that you can ignore, like emails that you don't need to answer, vacuuming, and anything else that you can postpone. Try taking some time and zone out, just space. You're supposed to get to a place where you're not thinking about anything, but don't make it that complicated. Just let yourself listen to music, play a game, or watch TV. Guilt-free on that is the key, though. And finally, when you ask, how are you, actually listen to the answer. Now, it's a throwaway question. Hey, how you doing? Well, you don't really pay attention to the answer when you get it, though. But try to. It's supposed to lift your spirits and help you connect with other folks. Figured I'd give this one to you in front of the long weekend, so maybe you can use that starting on Monday. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you've inherited some extra jewelry, or you just have stuff that you don't use anymore, and you want to find out if it's real or what you should do with it, just stop by anytime, and they'll give you a no-obligation quote on your jewelry at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Not only that, but if you want to get your wedding ring appraised, you don't even have to leave it. I know a lot of people feel uncomfortable because you're just used to having it on. He'll take measurements and some photos, kind of a once around the ring, and then let you take it with you while he does the appraisal. He'll email it to you in a couple days, and you've got it without having to leave the ring there. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. It is plural, coins. Or they're on Old College in the same shopping center as IHOP, right next to Hurricane Harry's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
The Sleep Number store has a Sleep Number setting there for you. You need to go find it. You go get it yourself. You go in, you lay down on the bed, and they've got a projection up there on the ceiling, and you get a chance to see exactly what your Sleep Number setting would be because they make the adjustment right there. Once you've got your Sleep Number setting, then go find yourself a bed. And, you know, why not give that to yourself? What a great gift that would be. And the thing is, you give it to yourself, you give it to your sleep partner as well, because there's dual-chamber technology that allows you to have your own setting, and they have their own setting. And there's the Sleep IQ technology, which we've talked about, which, if you decide to do that, can improve your sleep because it kind of gives you a report in the morning. You don't have to wear any devices or anything. You just sleep, you do your job, and it does its job. So find out what your Sleep Number setting is. Mine happens to be 65 most all the time. And for 1 week only, come in and save 50% on a Sleep Number Ultimate Limited Edition bed. For 1 week only, again, come in and save 50% on a Sleep Number Ultimate Limited Edition bed. It's the Sleep Number store. They're located in College Station, Texas, by Harvey Road.
The Farm Patch can help you with all of your entertaining, decorating, and gift-giving needs this year. The Farm Patch has the extremely popular classic fruit and gourmet baskets that are exceptional. You can even pick up your fresh shell pecans, nuts, and fruits for your holiday baking. And don't forget to pick up your freshly cut Christmas tree at the Farm Patch Christmas Tree Lot under the big red and white tent on University Drive. The Farm Patch wishes you a Merry Christmas.
6:29, let's do that weather thing. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Well, high temperature today should be 70 degrees. Ought to be okay. Winds out of the south and kind of gusty, though, at 5 to 15, maybe gusting up to 20 miles an hour. 55 tonight, then tomorrow, pretty ideal. Actually got a couple of days that'll be nice this weekend. Partly sunny skies and 76 both days. Lows will be in the 60s.
And then as we get to Monday, there's a 30% chance of rain with a high of 66 degrees. And looking on to Tuesday, it looks like we'll be at about 61. So should be able to enjoy yourself. Winds out of the east right now at 5. Our chill factor, we do have one this morning. It's 38. The air temperature is 41 under fair skies right now.
If there are people in your life who try to manipulate you, there are very effective ways to stop them. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, if you want to be more successful, there's a website you should visit. It's the Success Mint. SuccessMint.com. The Success Mint is all about success, with advice and resources on how to start a business, where great ideas come from, how to be a successful parent, how to be a better negotiator, how to create trust, and so much more. Just go to SuccessMint.com and enjoy articles and podcasts that will give you greater insight into your success. Plus, you can sign up for our daily Success Mint and receive a nugget of valuable success advice delivered right to your inbox every day, all free. We designed the Success Mint to be a central source of reliable experts and ideas to help propel your success. Things like how to create your own luck, smart ways to meet new people, the importance and power of persistence. If you want to supercharge your success in business and in life, come to the Success Mint at SuccessMint.com. Do you know people who are manipulative?
Manipulators manipulate through the promise of a big gain, so there's usually something you really want, and or something you're very afraid of losing.
Dr. Harriet Breaker, author of the book Who's Pulling Your Strings, has some great techniques to disable manipulators. For example,
I know you're starting to raise your voice and you're pounding your fist, and I know you're about to get very angry, and that usually that gets you your way, but that's not going to work anymore. Of course, you have to have the courage to stick with your guns and don't let it work. The other thing is you simply play for time. Instead of just going along and complying with what a manipulator wants you to do, as soon as you can say, I understand what you're asking me, and I need to think about that, you'll see immediately that a manipulator will get nervous. What do you mean you have to think about that? That is, in and of itself, an effective resistance tactic.
One of the reasons we allow ourselves to be manipulated is we don't want to feel guilty by not doing what we're asked.
You have to learn that feeling guilty isn't going to kill you. So if you say, no, we're not going to be spending the holidays this year with the 900 other people in our family, you know, we're going to go on a ski vacation, and your mother starts guilting you into you, but you have to come because what if I never see you after this Christmas or one of those things? You really have to be able to withstand the guilt. Once you find out that you can do that, it's not so hard.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Don't be so rushed by the hustle and bustle of holiday shopping that you forget a few safety tips from local law enforcement.
Because if someone happens to take it away from you, or if you put it in the car and someone steals the bag, then they can go return that and get the cash. A lot of times they'll take that receipt and go in the store, pick out those items like they did make the purchase to return it.
That's Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department talking about why you should keep receipts and not put them in shopping bags. Another suggestion is to be aware of your surroundings, particularly in parking lots, entering and exiting stores.
And look people in the eye. The criminal is looking for a weakness. He is looking for an opportunity. So if you look people in the eye as you're walking past them, a lot of times you take that opportunity and that weakness away from them.
And get out your keys before leaving for the parking lot. A video that tugs at your heart is not the only goal of a new video produced by the city of Bryan. Waiting for a Place to Come Home is also hope to inspire viewers to go to the Bryan Animal Shelter.
Just remember that this time of year, if you're thinking about a puppy or a kitten for the family, there's nothing better than a shelter animal. They're the best animals ever. So rather than go out and spend a whole lot of money on a fancy-wancy dog, go down to the animal shelter and find your forever friend.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the video is on the city's website, bryantx.gov. The Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade is 2 weeks away, but Executive Director Sandy Ferris says the entry for deadline is Monday afternoon at 5.
Float that's got lights, if you've got a band that wants to march and has lights, that's really one of the main requirements since it is at night.
The parade route is a loop.
The parade starts at 6:30 p.m. down on the north end on Bryan Street. It comes up Bryan Street, makes a turn by Gloria Sale Park, and then goes down Main Street.
There's no entry fee, but there are a few rules. Registration forms are online at downtownbryan.com. E-cigarettes and other vapor devices have been banned by the Bryan School Board. Superintendent Tommy Wallace made the recommendation at this month's board business meeting.
We want to be careful of what's being put in those. We don't really know, because it's kind of a vapor type situation. We can put different things in there.
Bryan is the latest district to approve a ban covering on-campus as well as off-campus school activities.
I was even at a venue yesterday at church, and there was somebody in there with a vapor. I mean, so we need to be very careful. We just don't know what's going on and what's being put in those vapor cigarettes. And so as part of our goal is making for sure that we keep students safe and our environment safe.
The ban covers employees as well as students. An employee of the private company Texas A&M hired to do campus maintenance is accused of stealing copper from the Energy Utilities Department on West Campus. 44-year-old Errol Jones of Norman G. was caught on security video taking copper last week from a secured area where he had access as an employee of Secure Solutions. The arrest report from University Police stated Jones sold 91 pounds of copper to a local metal recycler. From the state capitol, Republicans continue their war against the Affordable Care Act. One bill that's been pre-filed seeks to make Obamacare illegal.
State Senator Donna Campbell's anti-Obamacare constitutional amendment failed in 2013, and she's refiled it again for the upcoming legislature.
The purpose is to push back against Obamacare penalty and keep state agencies from enforcing Obamacare fines.
There's one main problem with such a resolution, according to South Texas College of Law Professor Gerald Treese.
There are senators and members of the U.S. Congress who have proposed similar legislation to have a constitutional amendment to end Obamacare, but the states simply don't have that power.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Texas's highest criminal court has ruled drawing blood of an uncooperative drunken driving suspect in Texas without a search warrant is unconstitutional. Legal experts say the decision by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals likely invalidates state law that had provided law enforcement with several circumstances in which they didn't need a warrant to obtain a blood sample from a driving while intoxicated suspect who refused such a request. Earlier this week, we reported about the shooting of a letter carrier in East Texas. The latest development is the arrest of a teenager accused of shooting the woman in the leg as she was making her rounds.
17-year-old Jalen Wortham surrendered on a warrant for assault causing bodily injury against a government employee. Angelina County jail records show that Wortham, whose bond was set at $7,500, is no longer in custody as of last evening. A conviction carries up to 10 years in prison. Police in Lufkin say a 25-year-old postal worker was shot in her leg Saturday while out walking her route. She was treated for wounds not believed to be life-threatening. Police say that Wortham denies targeting the carrier and says that he used an air rifle to shoot at a bird or a squirrel. James Stanley, TSN News.
United Way of the Brazos Valley is doing two mail campaigns. President Allison Prince says one is to owners of small businesses.
Just because you might only have two or three employees doesn't mean that you can't also contribute, because literally every single dollar gets combined together. And it's, you might not think that with $5 or $10 or even $100 that you can make that much of an impact in the community, but when it compiles with every other person's $5 or $10, it can make a huge dramatic impact in our community.
The other is to 4,000 retirees who contributed through payroll deduction and are being asked to consider a contribution. WTAW News time is 6:38. It's 42 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced. And they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call.
either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean. But only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, it's 641, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Through today, it's mostly to partly sunny. High temperatures a bit milder as well. Into the middle and upper 60s. Tonight, occasional clouds, partly to mostly cloudy, and low temperatures only in the mid-50s. It's going to be even warmer on Saturday with clouds and occasional sun. High temperature mid-70s, then only back down in the 60s with clouds during Saturday night. A lot of clouds on Sunday, and there could be a few showers. High temperature mid-70s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a minute.
Unfortunately, that ball looked like it may have slipped a little bit coming out of his hand, but, you know, that's what he's coached to do.
Talking about Kyle Allen and one of the last plays of the game, or the last play of the game, at least for A&M on offense, that was, we'll say, controversial, and get into a little more detail on that here in just a little bit. High school football report plus A&M soccer and both men's and women's basketball teams play here pretty quick as well. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 8 minutes or so.
So let's tie politics and football together.
Okie doke.
Actually, let's tie professional sports and politics together. Now, if you mention NFL right now and hubbub and discussion in Washington, D.C., immediately you think of the Ray Rice domestic abuse case, because they've kind of poked around on that.
Right.
Obviously, there's been a lot of discussion about what the heck is the name of that team, that football team, that team there that's in Washington, D.C.
The Redskins?
Those. But in fact, working behind the scenes are the NFL officials, along with a broad coalition of business groups, that are pressing Congress for a long-term reauthorization of the Terrorism Risk Insurance Act, TRIA. This thing was begrudgingly passed in the House last time around, and Jeb Hensarling, Fighting Texas Aggie and College Station native, just, oh, by the way, is the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee who would oversee this and have jurisdiction. They don't like it. He doesn't like it. Here's the deal. This is a government guarantee to protect professional sports, because they say thousands of people come to see the games. And there's so many jobs involved each and every Sunday for the NFL and when hockey teams play and baseball teams play, that there needs to be protection against some sort of a terroristic threat, and the federal government ought to pay for that.
So.
No.
Well, I'm just telling you, it's in place right now. It's one of those things that happened after 9/11. The reemergence of this is because it's about to run out, and they want to make sure that they continue to have that terrorism risk insurance. So the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, National Association of Manufacturers, and these professional teams have gotten together to lobby Congress to once again reauthorize those dollars, this time for 7 years, just to make sure that if anything happens, they don't have to pay for it.
No.
I'm just telling you, that's in the background. You don't get to hear about all that stuff. And what they don't mind if you want to chatter about domestic violence. They don't care if you want to chatter about what you're going to call that stinking football team. But when you start talking about getting in their pockets, buddy, they're going to go to Congress to make sure they're protected.
How about this? Everyone who's protected pays a premium to the government, so the government's making a little money. In the event that something like that does happen, because the government is responsible for providing that security, why don't they maybe offer either an interest-free loan for a certain amount of time, or maybe if they're paying their premiums, give some of that money back?
Or you could add 5% to the price of the ticket. Why don't you make those people pay for it?
No, they hate charging you more for stuff, don't they?
Yeah, oh, yeah. So there. Now, so there's that. And then, you know, you can talk all you want to about President Barack Hussein Obama.
Hussein?
That's the one. About anything that he's done or said, but don't be talking about his smoking, okay? Billy Joel told the story of how when he was in Washington, he went and visited John Boehner.
The tanned one?
John reaches into his desk drawer, pulls out a pack of cigs, offers one to Billy Joel. Billy said, "I don't smoke anymore, but thank you very much." Then he apparently goes to see the president because he was there to win an award. He won the Library of Congress Gershwin Award. And the press says, "Hey, I'm going out on the portico to have a smoke. You want to join me?" And he told that story. It's the night after the ceremony. This person, this deep throat, if you will, sitting in the bar, and they have their legislative aide. And Billy Joel walks in, no entourage, all by himself. Sits down, and this legislative aide says he's one of the biggest fans of Billy Joel ever, and he strikes up a conversation. And Billy Joel told him the story. Well, now all hell breaks loose because he's talking about the president smoking some more. And
what, is it a state secret?
Yeah. So Billy Joel comes back out with the story. He goes, "That's not true. That story's not true. I'm just letting you know it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true." Does he still smoke? Does he not smoke?
Who cares?
Those are the questions that are burning in D.C. today. And finally, Elon Musk, you know who he is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Patrick's hero.
Yeah, I know. Well,
to a degree.
Yeah, okay. He has this company called SpaceX.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, he went down to Brownsville to announce that, you know, one of these days that right there on that beach down near Brownsville, if man ever makes it to Mars, the rocket could be launched from right there on that beach, and that made me think.
There's nothing on Earth like a genuine, bona fide, electrified six-car monorail.
Yeah.
What I say?
Monorail.
What's it called?
Spaceship to Mars. That's what it's called. Because they have given this guy he's a billionaire, okay? They have given him any number of incentives to build a launch site on this beach down near Brownsville, Boca Chica Beach, so that the first humans could step on Mars in a rocket that's launched from there.
Brownsville, you say?
Well, you think? Yeah. Yeah. Monorail.
Hot as hell in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but it's a dry heat. Yeah. Knock it off, Hudson.
I'm just saying, for all the things that we need to be spending money on, and it's wonderful if we ever end up in Mars, I just don't think we ought to be the ones paying for it.
Yeah, let it be electric cars.
Electric rockets.
Windfalls.
Oh, yeah. Do that anti-magnetic tube thing to Mars. How's that?
I'm saying he could pay for it with his ventures.
Yes, he could. You're exactly right. Oh, it's just like the NFL. They could pay for it, too, but instead... Let us pay for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Let's delve into the imponderables of Texas gardening. We'll address some of the stranger and more difficult issues as we try to figure sensible solutions that will move us forward in our endeavors. I'll be back with details of getting along with nature right after this message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon, only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. So we're looking at some of the special problems that gardeners encounter. How about trumpet creeper or bamboo invading your yard? Each of these plants produces aggressive underground stems that will propel them across a piece of property. Because they spread so far and wide, they're resilient to weed killers. They'll grow beneath walks, drives, and even streets. You can at least stop their spread by digging a 24-inch deep trench and installing a root barrier fabric vertically within it. Your nursery or water garden supply house will have what you need. Then you can either hand dig the sprouts that emerge many feet from the mother plant, or if trumpet creeper sprouts are in open territory, you can address them with a broadleafed weed killer spray that you apply directly to the new growth in April or May. Bamboo is a little more challenging. In addition to the root barrier, you'll have to apply one of the glyphosate herbicides, such as the original Roundup. Now, that's just the straight glyphosate. It won't give complete kill, especially at the recommended rate for eliminating Bermuda grass, but some gardeners have been successful using 150% of that amount. The spray will not contaminate the soil, but it will kill any turf or other vegetation onto which it's sprayed. How about your oaks are covered with knotty, gnarly growths and their trunks are riddled with holes? Well, the knots and warts that you see on leaves are insect galls. Sometimes they're on the twigs. There are dozens of types, but the most common are woody oak gall and woolly oak galls of live oaks and the large puffy galls that show up on Schumard red oaks. The good news is that none of these galls is harmful. Even better, there's not anything you can do about them anyway, so find something else to worry about. Plants that are identical when they were planted are now growing and responding differently. I get that question all the time. What's going on? It's really odd that two identical plants won't react the same way. But remember, it's the same with children. They grow up in the same nest and they're not exactly the same. You need to check things that might vary, like the soil preparation, the amount of sun, the water and fertilizer that each of the plants has gotten. A lot of people worry about daffodils and tulips that are already coming up here in the wintertime, and they say, will they produce flowers in the spring? And the answer is yes. They're completely winter hardy. You don't have to worry about the foliage. The first time you have to worry about whether cold weather would injure them would be when they're showing color in their flower buds in February and on into March. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:53. And here's Zach Taylor with the High School Football Report.
A football-filled weekend this week, especially tonight when the Bryan Vikings take on Richmond George Ranch in the 5A Regionals. Here's Vikings coach Ross Rogers on the Longhorns' run-powered offense.
Just a dangerous, scary offense. Now, they don't
come out wanting to throw the ball. They will throw the ball at times. We've not seen them ever behind, so I don't know what they would do then. But their game is to try to run for 300 or 400 yards and throw for 100.
Coach's Vikings are 10-1 on the year, while the Longhorns are 11-1. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock in Waller, with pregame starting at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The Navasota Rattlers will look to keep blazing their trail to the 4A championship when they face off against the El Campo Ricebirds tonight in Conroe. Here's Coach Lee Fedora.
When you look at their stats, they're probably 97% the run, and the other 3% is pass. But you get too caught up in that run, they can still throw the ball around. But I can tell you, they got a great coach over there, and it's a great program. They've won many times, and they've been a great program that you got to be prepared for. And so this is going to be a great battle.
The Rattlers are undefeated on the year at 12-0, and the Ricebirds ain't too bad themselves at 11-1. Pregame is at 6:30 with a 7 o'clock kick on Navasota News 1550. Some other playoff games going on this weekend. Tonight, Normangee plays Tenaha at 6 o'clock in Bullard. Cameron Yeo and East Chambers face off at 7 in New Caney. Rockdale and Kirbyville play at 7:30 at Woodforce Bank Stadium in Conroe. And Franklin squares off with Newton at 7:30 in Palestine. Tomorrow, it'll be Allen Academy taking on Phoenix Charter at 1 for the TCAL Division I six-man state title. That one is set to be played at the University of Incarnate Word in San Antonio. Iola and Chilton play at 7 in Bryant. Remember, you can always follow your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And that's been another postseason version of your high school football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. We'll hop over to Fighting Texas Aggie football, where Leonard Fournette ran for a career-high 146 yards and a touchdown, and the LSU Tigers nipped A&M 23-17. The Tigers pretty much ground A&M down the first three quarters, and the Aggies showed a little life in the fourth quarter. A&M was driving late with a chance to tie and even win when Kyle Allen threw a pass, apparently thinking the Tigers had jumped off sides. Defensive back Jalen Collins grabbed the ball, ending the Aggies' last chance. Head coach Kevin Sumlin was surprised at the no call and was asked what was said.
They just said that they didn't call it.
Now, in a situation like that, it's almost automatic for a quarterback to take a shot at a big play, and Sumlin said it's worked in the past for the Aggies.
That's part of what we do. We have someone in a neutral zone. Our center snaps it, and we have a free play. And we try to take advantage of that. We've scored a lot of sometimes off of that. We've gotten some other things. And you know, unfortunately, that ball looked like it may have slipped a little bit coming out of his hand. But, you know, that's what he's coached to do.
Senior offensive lineman Cedric Obwehi did not want his last game at Kyle Field to end the way it did.
Yeah, it's tough, especially the way it happened. Knowing we had a chance and just seeing it just taken away, but gotta move on. You can't dwell on it too much, because we got a big game, the bowl game coming up in about a month.
We'll wrap up the Aggie segment with a little good news, though. For the first time in school history, A&M averaged more than 100,000 fans per game, with an average of just over 105,000. The old was just a little over 87,000 set back in 2011. And now it's a wait-and-see game for A&M football as to which bowl they'll be headed to. A&M men's basketball cranks things up. They'll take the court today at noon for a matinee contest against the University of New Orleans. That game can be heard on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The Aggie women's team, ranked 5 in the country, will host number 8 Duke in a top 10 matchup inside Reed Sunday. They'll tip that one off at noon as well. Dallas Cowboys could enjoy their Thanksgiving dinner, but they certainly had the stuffing knocked out of them. But the Philadelphia Eagles, LeSean McCoy ran for 159 yards and a touchdown as the Eagles beat the Pokes 33-10 in a Thanksgiving battle for the NFC East co-leaders yesterday. Here's Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett.
Yeah, I thought we competed. We just didn't execute well enough. And, you know, there's some real things that are critical when you play this team that you have to do. And at different times defensively, we didn't do that. They were able to get to the edges and get to space, and that's really where they're most effective. LeSean McCoy is a great football player, and if you don't play good, sound, gap discipline defense and set the edges on that guy, he's going to make you pay for it.
The Eagles opened with quick drives of 80 and 88 yards for touchdowns. They took sole possession of the division lead with four games remaining in the regular season. Richard Sherman had two interceptions, and Steve Hauske kicked four field goals, and Seattle beat San Francisco 19-3 yesterday. In other NCAA action, number 6 TCU earned a dominating 48-10 win over Texas last night and kept alive its hopes of pushing into the college football playoff. The win kept the Horned Frogs in the hunt for their first Big 12 title. Defensive end Terrell Lethem scored the game's first touchdown on a 40-yard fumble return. To this point in the season, Texas had rattled off 3 wins in a row. Longhorn coach Charlie Strong was surprised at the TCU game.
You look at it, it's like, wow, we just don't have the answer after you look at the run that you made and for us to get back to where we were. Then all of a sudden, just go out there tonight on senior night at home. You know, the amazing thing, you're at home, and you would think that we would go play good, and we just didn't do it. That's what just bothers you.
Texas A&M Volleyball wraps up their regular season today at Ole Miss. First service scheduled for 4 o'clock. This season, the ladies have been better on the road than they have at home. And here's Coach Lori Corbelli, who doesn't quite know why.
Maybe just being together more, we communicate more, you're kind of forced to. So there could be lots of different reasons, but it certainly has looked like that this season, that we haven't been nearly as smooth at home as we have on the road.
And finally, number 5, A&M Soccer will attempt to continue a historic season as they host number 8, Penn State, and the Nittany Lions in the NCAA Division I Championship quarterfinals. That's the Elite Eight match. Game is Saturday at Ellis Field at 7 o'clock. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
College Station Bryan, where it's 7 o'clock.